Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Living for Christ means that we avoid division, divisions related to personalities, divisions related to sectarianism, dividing over the names of men, and that we strive to have the same mind. Well, how is it that all Christians can have the same mind? It's possible because the Scriptures reveal to us the mind and will of God, and we all are to have the mind of Christ. Philippians 2 and verse 5. The book of 1 Corinthians deals with some problems Christians were having in the first century, and the main problem found in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 1 through 3, is that they were acting like babies. They had not matured and grown in Christ, and therefore they were having a host of problems. Problems related to naming themselves after men's names, problems related to suing one another in 1 Corinthians 6, problems over marriage, problems over worship, a host of problems, but the main being their attitude of being immature in Christ and dividing the body. Friend, one of the things we've got to realize about being a Christian is that we strive for unity. Jesus prayed for it. I pray that they all may be one. John 17, verse 20 and 21, God wants it. God wants us to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3, and it's something that's good in His sight. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And so what do we learn about Christian living from 1 Corinthians? We learn to avoid division based on human wisdom, on immaturity, and based on our opinion. And to do that, we've got to have the mind of Christ, and we've got to make sure we stay true to the Scripture. How can we solve division? 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6. We've got to make up our mind. Let's not go beyond what's written. Friend, have we been dividing over foolish and mundane matters? If so, Corinthians says, stop dividing and have the mind of Christ.
This is the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.